Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this looks like a false flag operation by Russia in Moldova. Why do I even talk about Moldova? Why are we talking about this? Because the Ukraine war, the sadistic invasion of Ukraine by the Ruskies, is the premier foreign policy, is the premier issue facing the United States right now. And it underlies domestically the fight over our own democracy, attacked by the Republican Party, which we get to frequently and we will get to again. Moldova is a small country. It's not in NATO. It's southwest of Ukraine. And it is one that borders on NATO countries. It would like to get into NATO. It's an unusual country because there, the Dnieper River flows through. And why am I even mentioning that? Who cares about the Dnieper River? Because on the east coast of the river, there's a little swatch of Moldova that the Russians now call Transnistria that borders on Ukraine. It has some Russian speakers there, so Russia flat out declared the, independent Republic of Transnistria. Come on. That sounds like a fake thing from a board game or a really bad B movie. I remember 40, 50 years ago, and really don't look this movie up. This is one of the worst movies I ever saw. It was called, it was about the country of Parador, P-A-R-A-D-O-R. And that was a fake country that basically was a combination of Paraguay and Ecuador. And it just basically was a spoof on Latin American strongmen and all this. And it was a comedy and very, very clumsy. In any event, Transnistria sounds like a fake country like that. And it is. It's Moldova. It's Moldova, guys. Okay. And so, but the Ruskies have sent in troops. They're there right now. The Ruskies have betrayed that they are afraid of the West. They have troops in Transnistria right now that could easily enter Ukraine from the West towards Lviv. And they don't do it. Why? Because they know that they'd be wiped out. At some point, NATO would look at that and say, enough's enough. But they stand there in their uniforms. They demand to see passports and all this kind of thing. Well, there was an explosion in Moldova, in Transnistria, blowing up an ammo or a fuel dump. And mysteriously, there were no casualties. It was done sort of surgically. It is all the earmarks of a false flag operation of Putin, who has been Mr. False Flag going back to the year 2000. Why do I say that? Because in the year 2000, 2001, it looked like Yeltsin was coming to the end of his service and Putin wanted to be the new guy, new head guy, former KGB guy. So he just had KGB people blow up apartment buildings in Moscow, Russia, kill 300 Russians. Said it was Chechnyans. He needed to have control of the country just for a little period of time while he closed down Chechnya. Everybody goes, okay, just like Hitler did when he came in as chancellor in 1932. And a few years later, he goes, I got to dissolve Congress, which is called the Reichstag over there. We got to dissolve the Reichstag. Just give me full power for 4 years and I will take care of business. And oh, by the way, Poland attacked us and it was a false flag. And then suddenly you're the Second World War, the Holocaust, destruction of millions of people. And this is what you get with Putin too. Anyway, this false flag operation, Zelensky spoke and our intelligence people have spoken. This is Russia blowing up one of its own oil depots. Now, this has gotten blended in the background because Ukraine is blowing up Russian oil depots in Russia, just to the north of Ukraine. So, the fact that Putin's going false flag in Moldova is somehow, you know, shoved in the background. But the point of the matter is this, that they are trying to set up an excuse to go into Moldova, the minute they secure the southern border of Ukraine. And when they do that, if they do that, from Mariupol over to Odessa, they'll control all the Black Sea ports, the Sea of Azov ports. Ukraine will be an amputated country with no seaports, no way to get their crops out, their wheat out, or anything else. They'll have to do it by rail through Poland, very expensive and cumbersome. and it'll cripple their economy. That's why it's important. You can't let Russia go, okay, we just want the Donbass in southern Ukraine. No, you can't have that. And Lloyd Austin, whom I've developed a great deal of respect for, the Secretary of Defense, said that part of our mission is to weaken Russia militarily so that it can't go into any other countries. And it won't go into any other countries. And General Milley, General Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, just said that if Russia gets away with what it's doing in Ukraine, it'll have drastic consequences for the rest of Europe. And he is right. He is right. Now, here's one strategy, and it's starting in the East, believe it or not. Russia just warned Japan on joint American-Japanese military exercises near the Russian border. What does that mean? Why do I care? Why are you listening to this? Why aren't we going local on some stuff? We are going to go local on some stuff, but this interests me a lot and is very important. Pay attention to this. Japan was our mortal enemy in the Second World War. Now it is the linchpin of our alliance, what they're calling the New Asian NATO, in containing China. But Russia, back in 1905, decided that they were getting pretty big for their britches and they should probably invade Japanese-held and Chinese-held territory in the Pacific and have ports there, because really they have the Baltic ports, but then they have the Black Sea ports, but they need permission of Turkey to get through the Dardanelles to get to the Black Sea. So they go and they get creamed by Japan in the war of 1905, the Russo-Japanese War. And it was just like Ukraine. Japan had no military capacity to speak of. This is way before the rising sun type, samurai types. In my samurai, they had those in the 16th century, but I'm talking about the ones where Japan thought that somehow they should control the world. 1905, they had nothing, and they beat Russia. And Russia had to give up territory. It lost a port. It had Port Arthur. And Japan and Russia have hated each other ever since. China and Russia have hated each other ever since. China and Russia fought a shooting war, which you won't remember, in 1969 in the middle of the Vietnam War, where they were fighting over some disputed islands. It should be easy for us diplomatically to turn China and Japan against Russia. And while China is mouthing off that maybe they're going to support Russia in some things, the truth of the matter is they hate them. Well, the Japanese and our military are doing joint drills right near Russian territory, on Japanese territory, on Japanese territory. Let's see a little more of that. Let's put pressure on the Ruskies all over the world. Kazakhstan, just north of Afghanistan, was part of the Soviet Union. In Kazakhstan, the people in Kazakhstan are Muslims. They hate Russia. And when Russia demanded that Kazakhstan troops come to Ukraine, they said, drop dead. Why not incite people in Kazakhstan and do it very skillfully to threaten Russia militarily on that border? How about the Taliban in Afghanistan? Taliban fought them before. Taliban are no good. Fundamentalist Muslims have killed people, hate the United States. I get it all. I get it all. So what? They're easily lathered up. We should go back after the Ruskies. They should go back after the Ruskies. The Ruskies should be looking at all of their borders going, oh my God, that's what they should be doing. Now, I assume people in our government understand this and are thinking about it. And I think that the fact that we're doing joint ops with Japan on the Russian border is outstanding. Outstanding. Keep putting on the pressure on this idiot till the mob drags Putin, the murderer, out, polishes him off, and puts somebody in there who's probably going to be a thief, but may not be a sadist or as much of a sadist as this guy. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.